If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas, week 11 in the National Football League. And as I always say, if you like making your NFL television viewing a little more interesting, or if you want to make a little extra side cash, you have come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast. He's really the star, I guess. He's the handicapper, been doing this for a long time. The only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting, one and only Steve Fezzik, whom you can and should follow on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. I'm merely Ross Tucker, played 7 years in the NFL, trying to give you my wisdom from a player's perspective on these picks each and every week as well. We go through every single game, every single week, and we are presented by the awesome dudes over at BetDSI.com. If you're listening to this bad boy, you like making your games more interesting. If you like making your games more interesting, you really should go ahead and go to BetDSI.com. If you didn't already, and use the promo code Tucker15, you get 15 free bucks to bet the NFL or anything else you want to bet. NHL, NBA, whatever, reality shows, I don't care, UFC, just go to BetDSI.com and make sure you use that code Tucker15. All right, Steve, taking a look at last week, for the second consecutive week, you were down 2 units and I was down 1 unit, according to L. Birdman, at L. Birdman, Todd Bergman on Twitter. That means, for the season so far, you are up 11 units still. So still up double-digit units. I am up 3 units currently. In terms of our best bets, I think this might have been the second straight week, Steve, that we were 1-3. Not real good, if you think about it. Cincinnati came through for both of us. That was nice. And we got that, Steve, before the line. There was a lot of movement on that line. Didn't that go to pick 'em by game time? And we got it at, you know, like plus 2.5 for the Bengals, maybe?
That's the advantage of doing the podcast on a Thursday instead of a Saturday. Get ahead of the number.
And guess what? We're lucky the Bengals didn't do the smart thing and let Rashad Jennings score a touchdown in that last run so that they could get the ball back down 8. I'm glad the Bengals were dumb.
You know, it's interesting because the Giants are trying to score and the Bengals are trying to stop them. Both teams, bad end game strategy.
Yeah, really. By the way, Steve, I wanted to mention this. I don't know if you saw it, but the NFL has kind of closed the loophole that you talk about all the time at end of half, end of game situations. I don't know if you saw that, but the NFL has said now, you know, because you always want people to just automatically tackle them at the end of games, right?
Yes, because that – and give up a 5-yard defensive holding gain instead of them possibly breaking a big play.
Yep. So according to CSN Bay Area, because you said the 49ers are the ones that have done it correctly. Twice this year the 49ers have done it correctly. According to CSN Bay Area, the NFL has closed the loophole, sort of. Teams can do that once in a given game. If they do it twice, officials are expected to declare the situation to be a palpably unfair act with a 15-yard penalty and restoration of the lost time on the clock. The thing is, though, Steve, how often are you really going to need to do it more than one time?
You know, the one example that leaps out at me is the Detroit-Minnesota game when Detroit had the ball on their own 25 with 24 seconds left, and they needed to score. That's a situation Minnesota should have held them at the line of scrimmage 2 or 3 times, and they would have only had one 65-yard Hail Mary. So, however, having said that, they don't close it completely, Ross. Now all I need to do is to have a discrete defensive holding penalty instead of a flagrant one. So I'm still going to go ahead and play like Seattle's quarterbacks play aggressively, no one's beaten me deep.
There you go. So we were 1-3 on our best bet. Cincinnati came through for us, but New Orleans, kind of fluky, but New Orleans, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta did not. Pittsburgh and Atlanta really let us down. The Saints, you know, that's kind of a fluky play. But it is, as they say, what it is. And thankfully, the Bengals came through for us, and I'm glad the Chiefs came through for me. Boy, that was not looking good. It's amazing to know which ones I bet on, Steve, and then look and be like, oh, 17-0. That's not going to be real good for me. And then, boom, they come all the way back to win the game. Unbelievable. Let's roll, Bri.
All right, tonight, Ross, the New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers. Carolina, 3.5-point favorites, the total 52.
Yeah, I think the Saints are the better team. I think the Saints recognize that they have a more realistic chance to actually make the playoffs. I think the Saints have a great chance to win tonight's game, and I'm getting 3.5 points. I'm putting two units on the Saints to get this thing started right.
Going to lean Carolina. Don't want to lay the 3.5. I actually have Carolina rated the better team. Carolina's had 4 close games this year, actually 5, but I'm not counting the Rams game because they're up 10 with 10 seconds to play. They lost them all on last-second field goals. They missed, their opponents made them. That's why they're 3-6. I don't like New Orleans on the road. They've historically been lousy on the road. I think they're 9-16 against the spread coming into this year. But, Ross, they're 4-0 against the spread on the road, and it is as phony can be. The Giants killed them the whole game, only won by 3. Game ended with them on the one-yard line. And San Diego fumbled twice, giving away that game against New Orleans. I don't trust them at all on the road. I'm going to lean Carolina.
All right, Steve, how about Tennessee at Indianapolis, the first game on Sunday that we're talking about here. Colts, 3-point favorites total, which is a weekly high, 53.
I'm going to lean over. I'm going to lean to Tennessee. You know, I want to pull the trigger on Tennessee, but Indy is their bugaboo. How many times have I seen this team hype up that they're about to become a contender, and they can never get past the Colts? Andrew Luck, all he does is win division games. I can't step in front of that. I want to go over. I don't like going over really high numbers in division games because the teams know each other better. So just leans there.
Yeah, I'm not leaning anywhere. I'm all in on the Titans. They're a better team. I think the Colts are not a good team. I know they beat the Packers last time out. I like the momentum that the Titans have. I recognize their recent history against the Colts. I don't care. I think they're feeling it. I'll take those 3 points. I think the Titans have a great chance to win the game outright, and I'll put two more units on that bad boy, too.
All right, Ross, Jacksonville at the Detroit Lions. Lions, 6.5-point favorites with a total of 47.
Yeah, I really got nothing on this game. I'd probably lean Detroit, but I think they win by about a touchdown. Jacksonville's a dog. I just don't. I mean, if you're betting on them, you're betting on them to get a backdoor cover late. I don't really see a lot there with the number. It feels like a 24-23 type of game. So I'm passing this one with a lean in Detroit's direction, but not a big one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to pass as well. Jacksonville just starts the game so terribly. They never score in the first quarter. So if you're going to bet Jacksonville, I think you should wait till they get down big at halftime, and then Blake Bortles is like a fantasy monster down 17 in the fourth quarter. I'm passing.
All right, Steve, what about Tampa Bay at Kansas City? Chiefs, 7.5-point favorites, total 44.5.
Got several games I like. I just not at the top of the card. I don't like Tampa Bay at all. The win against the Bears was as phony can be. The Bears losing 2 linemen in that game, and the Bears were turning the ball over pretty much every possession in the first half, so that was a phony final score. Kansas City 18-2 straight up now. So if you just a lean, if you're looking at teasers where you get an extra 6 points, I'm confident Kansas City will win. It's probably a good teaser. In fact, you know what? Let's do a two-team teaser. Kansas City, we'll tease them down to -1.5. We'll tease them with the New York Giants the next game down to -1.5 as well for 2 units, 6-point NFL teaser.
I'm going to go and pass this game. I would lean Tampa Bay getting the 7.5 just because the Chiefs don't blow out anybody. I mean, the Chiefs don't beat anybody by that much. In fact, you know what? I'm putting one unit on the Bucks getting 7.5. They had played well against Chicago. I don't care what you say, phony or not. I mean, they killed them. The Chiefs don't barely even score any points. And the Bucks will find a way to score some points. I like getting 7.5 points in an NFL football game. Give me one unit on the Bucks getting 7.5 on the road.
All right, Ross. Well, here's another one with 7.5 points. Chicago at the New York Giants. G-men getting the 7.5, a total 44.5.
Yeah, but I can't do it with Jay Cutler and the Bears. I have no faith in them whatsoever. You'd look at it and you'd say the Bears were embarrassed. They can bounce back. The Giants had to play Monday night. All those things. I understand all those things. And because of that, I will lean in Chicago's direction. But the Giants' defense is playing pretty darn well. Their corners are good. I don't trust Jay Cutler. So it's a lean towards Chicago. But I don't think you make a lot of money betting on Jay Cutler in life.
I'm going to step up on this one. I'm going three units on the under. As Ross has said, the Giants' defense, they spent a whole lot of money, and it's coming together. They shut down the Bengals in the second half. Their stats defensively, very good. The Bears' Jeffrey, their playmaker wide receiver, suspended for 4 games. Can't blame him. Performance-enhancing stimulants or whatever it is, they caught him. Long on the right side of the O-line is out. Bobby Massey's also on the right side of the line. He's got a concussion. Ross, I think you know all about cluster injuries on the O-line and the havoc that it can wreak with an offense, especially with your playmaker out. Cutler does not strike me as the type of guy that will respond well to that change. Under 45, 3 units.
All right, Steve. Arizona at Minnesota is pick'em, and the total is 40.5.
And another under I love. I don't see where the points are coming from. Minnesota, worst offense in the league, best defense. Arizona has a great defense as well, and I don't trust Carson Palmer, especially on the road. This one has 20-13, 17-13 written all over it. Another 3-unit play under the 40.5.
So I want to go back to the Giants-Chicago because Steve just sold me on that one. I don't know what I was thinking. The under's a great play there. Give me 2 units on the under 44.5 in that one, and that's a best bet, Bri.
The best bet.
40.5, though, is too low for me for Minnesota, Arizona. I mean, the Niners and Arizona just scored more than that. They're playing indoors. I'm not with you on that one. I'm passing this game. I would lean Minnesota playing at home in a battle of teams that, quite frankly, are disappointing. So I'm passing this one, but I'm getting in on that Chicago NYG 2 units under for sure.
All right, Ross, Buffalo at Cincinnati, the Bengals getting 3 points, total 47.5.
No, the Bills are getting 3 points, Bri.
I'm sorry, you're correct. My bad.
Yeah, Bills are getting 3 points, and I like them. I think they got a great chance. My big thing is, if I think you got a big chance to win the game outright and you're getting points, then I'm taking you. 2 units on the Bills, extra time to prepare. They bench their slot guy. Bengals, short week, on the road. Give me 2 units on the Buffalo Bills.
It's an interesting game. I thought I would like Buffalo as well. I'll lean Buffalo. My power ratings, Ross, actually have the Bengals still the better team. So because of that, I can't take Buffalo, only getting 3. I can take the over 47. Eifert coming back for Cincy should solve their red zone problems, another weapon there. And Buffalo certainly should be able to put up some points as well. 47 looks low given the matchups. Over for 1 unit.
Steve, the Baltimore Ravens at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas -7 and the total 45.
Really like these Cowboys now. They're up to my number 2 rated team in the NFL. If you're looking for a bonus pick, I'll lean to a teaser with Dallas as well as some of those other teams that I have been teasing. But no official play on this one. Dallas really, really bad as a big home favorite over the years. I don't want to buck that trend.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Steve. I'm going to pass this. The Ravens' defense is too solid for me to go with Dallas. I'm not 7 points. I don't know. I think that's about what the Cowboys win by. I think they win by 7, 10 points, something like that. So I will be passing that one, as well as passing along the information to everybody listening that DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. If you're listening to the Even Money podcast, then you like making games more interesting. Well, how about making all of them more interesting at the same time by going to DraftKings.com, where every week is a brand new season? You can even do the 50-50 contests, where the top half of all entries win cash. Look, even if your current fantasy team is circling the drain, you can still win huge cash prizes at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code FUMBLE, and you can play for free with your first deposit. That's code FUMBLE to play free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend, only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Ross, the Pittsburgh Steelers -8 at the Cleveland Browns, total 49.
Yeah, I guess if I had to lean one way here, I'd probably lean Pittsburgh, even laying the 8. I've kind of given up on Cleveland after they let me down the last couple weeks with how they performed in these Thursday nighters last week and the game before that. Just getting hammered now at this point. So I'd probably lean Pittsburgh and for that trend to continue, but I'm not laying 8 points in an NFL football game.
Bad weather in the Midwest, shocker, bad weather in November in the Midwest, in Michigan and in Ohio. I will play the under for 2 units, and I might add, any college football game played in the state of Michigan on Saturday, you want no part of the over in any of them. Going to be very windy in the upper Midwest.
All right, Steve, on to the 4 o'clock games, the Miami Dolphins at the Los Angeles Rams. Rams getting 1.5 points, total 40.
Yeah, very interesting what Miami is doing. They are road tripping. They won in San Diego. I believe they're staying in Carlsbad. I know they're staying on the left coast for this game. This has already worked for two teams. The Raiders went out to Florida and won both their games. Atlanta went to Denver, then they went to the state of Washington, covered against Seattle. I think Miami probably will do the same thing here. The team bonds when they're together for a week. I wanted to ask Ross if he ever had a road trip where the team, other than training camp, spent a whole week together in the middle of the season, Miami, one unit.
No, you know, we never did that, Steve. I don't remember ever having back-to-back West Coast games like that, but we never did that. But I do think that there's some truth to getting away from everything and just focusing on football and just being with the guys that much. I think that there's probably some truth to that. I'm curious to ask you, Steve, I'm going to return the favor and ask what the line movement is with the Jared Goff decision. What was it on Monday and what did it go to Tuesday after the decision was made?
Yeah, so Vegas does not like Goff. The line went from pick up to the Miami -1.5, but Vegas likes Miami. So I think it's a combination that we're betting on Miami and we're betting against Jared Goff.
Yeah, well, so am I. I'll put 2 units on the Dolphins. I think there's a reason why we haven't seen Jared Goff until this point, and I think the Dolphins are pretty darn good and they're feeling it right now. So 2 units on the Dolphins giving 1.5. That is a best bet.
The best bet.
All right, Ross, New England at San Francisco. New England -13 points, the total 51. And, Steve, I got a question here. If this game was in New England, how much more would that spread be?
Probably only be 17. And the reason being is normally 3 for home field, so you adjust a spread 6. Diminishing returns when you get above 14 because the fourth quarter line becomes a pick 'em because once the game's decided, usually the mercy rule breaks in and the team starts to run the ball.
So I can't lay 13 points in an NFL game, but after I saw the quotes from Brady about working out for the Niners back in 2000, but they went in a different direction, he grew up a Niners fan, this is his first time playing in San Francisco, that he is going to murder them. That they are going to kill them. The only question is, you know, does somehow Kaepernick make a play late to make the score from 20 points to 13 or 21-4, you know, that kind of thing. I'll pass, but I would lean New England.
Yeah, I love New England. I love New England off a loss, but I can't lay 13 on the road. It's such a terrible subset. Historically, if you just played home teams catching double digits, you make a lot of money betting in the NFL. So I'll pass.
All right, Steve, the Philadelphia Eagles at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks minus 6.5 with a total of 44.
I'm going to play both the side and the total here. I'm going to put 2 units on Seattle minus a 6.5. I'm going to play the under 44 for 2 units. I do not see how Philly's going to score. Wentz is really struggling on the road. The Seattle defense is great, and they logged all those plays and all those games, and they still held up, and now they have a favorable situation. I think here, I love what Russell Wilson's doing after ankle and knee injuries. He looks mobile to me again, 650 yards passing, 5 touchdowns the last 2 games. And Ross, he's not even running that read option that is so difficult to stop, and now he's getting healthy. I think he'll start running that as well. So Seattle and the under, 2 units on each.
Wow. I'm going to pass this game. I think the Eagles, you know, even though they haven't played great on the road, they've still been right there. It's not like, other than that Redskins game, it's not like they've gotten blown out. They've been right there against Dallas, right there against the Giants. I think they'll be right there again. If anything, I would actually lean Philadelphia getting 6.5 points. But I think the Seahawks probably end up winning by about a touchdown, so I'll pass it.
Ross, Sunday night, it's Green Bay at Washington. Redskins, 2.5-point favorites, total 50.5.
Boy, pretty telling, isn't it, that the Redskins are 2.5-point favorites against the Green Bay Packers after what happened in the wild card round of the postseason just last year. But I think Vegas got this line pretty much right. I think that the Redskins win the game by a field goal. So this is another one that I am going to, as Steve would say, reluctantly pass. I guess I'd probably even lean to the Redskins. I think they're pretty good, and I don't think the Packers are.
This is terrible. It's Sunday night football, not just a Sunday game, and I'm leaning Washington as well, as Ross mentioned, playoff revenge for the Redskins, and I have them rated 1 point better now than the Packers. Rodgers calls out his team, horrible game against Indy, and they lay an egg at Tennessee. That's not a good sign for team chemistry. You know what? Let's do it. 1 unit, Redskins minus 2.5. It is Sunday night football. Let's get some action on it.
All right. Monday night, Houston, Oakland in Mexico City. The Raiders minus 5.5 with a total of 46.
So this is a fascinating line move. The Raiders are on a bye. 1 week ago, the Westgate puts up early lines in Vegas, and they've set the line at 3. So Houston beats Jacksonville as an underdog in Jacksonville. Oakland goes to Cabo or whatever they did for a week. Nothing has changed. You blink and this line is 5.5. And the reason is that Oakland has become such a darling amongst the Vegas crowd. We might be getting the Raiders, and Vegas loves the Raiders. Everyone loves betting on the Raiders. They have won all these close games. Their stats are lousy. 6 yards per play. They give up 6.4, although they played a great game against Oakland. 5.5 is too much on a neutral site in Mexico City. I'm going to put 2 units on Houston plus 5.5. I know Houston's terrible on the road, but this isn't the road. This is just a neutral site. I'm also going to play a prop. Longest field goal, over 45 yards for a unit at 7,700 feet. I really think that Janikowski has a shot to set the NFL record for longest field goal. And just in general, both coaches will try 55-yarders, knowing the ball travels so much further.
Wow, Steve. You're on a whole other level, man. I mean, the elevation, I love it. I didn't know Mexico City was that high. I had no idea. That's really interesting. You know what? I want a reason to watch that game and be entertained. So I'm putting 1 unit on the prop for the long field goal as well. I think that the Raiders probably win by a field goal or a touchdown. I guess I would lean Raiders in this one. I'll be curious to see what the crowd is. Whether or not, you know, either team has any kind of advantage there. At any rate, though, I'm going to pass the game other than 1 unit on Steve's long field goal thing. How does it work there, Steve? How does it work? Like, what are the odds on that?
It's minus 110, and the standard longest field goal prop is usually priced at either 44.5 to 45 yards. They usually use that for every single game. I expect they'll just copy it and use it for this one.
I love it. I love it. The hidden advantage. Absolutely awesome, Steve.
Got to have extra action on Monday Night Football. And this is a plus expectation extra action, even better.
Great stuff, Steve, as always. Looking forward to next week already. But that'll do it for this week. I want to say a special thanks to the folks over at MyBookie. If you use the code EVENMONEY, the name of this podcast, at MyBookie, they'll match your deposit with a 50% bonus. So that's pretty cool. You absolutely should give MyBookie a chance. I love their slogan here. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Maybe I wonder if that would be the best way to get you guys to go over there. Just say that like five times. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. In all sincerity, though, it's a great place. You can play for money or you can play for free. If you play for money, make sure you use the promo code EVENMONEY so that they match your deposit with a 50% bonus. That is the key, and that will do it for today's Even Money podcast. You ever want to ask a question? Send in an email, ross@rostucker.com, and I will personally ask Steve your handicapping, gambling, betting question as long as you send one of these sponsor confirmations with it, whether it's betdsi.com, MyBookie, DraftKings, whatever the case might be. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
And also make sure you check out richuncles.com. Rich Uncles REIT is a real estate investment trust that pools your money with other investors and rents to creditworthy tenants like Walgreens and Chase Bank. Look, a lot of people are in commercial real estate. It's a smart place to be. Go to their website, check it out for yourself. You want to check out the Rich Uncles REIT, a Reg A Tier 2 offering for yourself, go to richuncles.com. That's richuncles.com, or call 855-RICH-UNCLES. Let them know you heard about them in a podcast.
Rich Uncles REIT is seeking indications of interest concerning its Reg A Tier 2 securities offering. Any indication of interest involves no obligation or commitment of any kind. No money or other consideration is being solicited, and if sent, response will not be accepted. No sales will be made or commitments to purchase accepted until the offering statement is qualified. This media outlet is being paid under $2,000 by Rich Uncles for this single message.